Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Okay, good. We haven't talked much about respiratory disease. There is an article that you picked for this week published in JAMA that really talks interestingly about COPD and particularly acute exacerbations. The WHO defines an exacerbation of COPD. An acute exacerbation is an increase in symptoms beyond normal day-to-day variations, and it generally includes one acute increase of one of the following three symptoms, either an increase in cough, either frequency or severity, sputum production, and dyspnea. It can also have constitutional symptoms. It usually involves an unchanged chest X-ray, and it can or cannot involve changes in pulmonary function. About 80% of COPD exacerbations are due to respiratory infections, obviously viral infections are more common than bacterial infections, but both are more common than atypical bacteria, which are relatively uncommon. Risk factors are all the usual things, including advanced age, productive cost, the duration of COPD, history of antibiotic therapy. All of these things contribute to increasing or decreasing acute exacerbations. So how do we treat these people when they get these acute exacerbations? The study that Mark chose this week comes from JAMA. It was published this year, 2013, volume 309, and it starts on page 2223. And it addresses the clinical question of whether a five-day course of systemic glucocorticoids are effective in the treatment of adults with acute exacerbations of COPD, something that we tend to use a lot of, but don't know about its effectiveness. Mark, what did the randomized control trial that they do find?
Yeah, you know, this is such a simple question, and it's one of those things where, you know, we all have our favorite way of managing acute exacerbations of COPD or asthma in terms of how we use the steroids. And, you know, I was for asthma always, you know, sort of a 60 milligram a day for 3 days and then stop. For COPD, a longer duration. And, you know, but it was all, you know, kind of what I was taught, but not necessarily based on a good study. So this is a nicely done Swiss study. And they took 314 adults. You know, I don't know the Swiss system well enough to know if they hospitalize people a lot more. You know, I know in some European countries, hospitalizations are a lot cheaper and a lot more common than they are here. What they did was they randomized them. Everybody got IV methylprednisolone, 40 milligrams on the first day. Then they got 40 milligrams of oral prednisone days 2 through 5. But then for the next 9 days, they either got a placebo or they continued on this 40 milligram prednisone dose. So they either got 5 days or 14 days of 40 milligrams a day of steroid. It was a well-designed study. The people, main thing is the people assessing the outcomes and the patients and the doctors were all masked to the treatment assignment. They did a good allocation of people to groups so people couldn't cheat. They all got antibiotics for 7 days as part of their treatment, and they all got the other usual treatments based on what their physician thought they needed, like tiotropium and things like that. They had good follow-up, and here's what they found. Basically, there were no significant differences in recurrent COPD exacerbation, so the percentage that got another episode over the next 6 months. That was 36% versus 37%. The time to exacerbation was actually a little longer, 43 days, in the short-term group compared to the conventional group. So, you know, basically they found no differences in the results. There was also no difference in mechanical ventilation, you know, need to be ventilated, quality of life, or other types of outcomes, or all-cause mortality for that matter, although pretty small study for that. So the bottom line is a 5-day course, 40 milligrams a day, is at least as good as a 14-day course in adults with acute exacerbation of COPD.
What's cool about the study is, as you said, it's something that has just been common practice and no one's ever really had the data.
Yeah, they actually didn't see any differences between groups in things like hyperglycemia or GI bleeding, which you might associate with being on steroids for a longer time. So, you know, they didn't see a lot of harm, but, you know, a lot of people use these very complicated titrations and, backing off the dose every 3 days and all this. And for patients, it's just kind of confusing. I mean, I've been through that myself, and I'm like, am I on a 30 milligram day or a 20 milligram day now? You know, so if you can keep it simple, I think that's going to help adherence as well.
Some of it involves cutting pills in half. I mean, really, it can be quite a complicated titration depending on the clinician.
Yeah, so this keeps it simple, 5 days, 40 milligrams, and good outcomes.
Thanks, Mark, for sharing that. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right, sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.